Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined on a special day for a chat with the Perry Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined by Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, and we are also joined by Eddie Diaz, the director of the DMAC Van Kirk Career Center in Perry. So Eddie and Lindsay, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So Eddie, we will start with you. First of all, the main reason that we have you here today is because this week you are hosting the Chamber Coffee. So that will be on Friday. What can you tell me about just this event and what you hope to gain from it?
Well, it's Friday, as you mentioned. Really, the main purpose is for us to be able to showcase what's going on in our building. I think one of the main efforts I've been trying to do lately is to let people know all the great things that we're doing so that people from the community can take advantage or at least know what's going on in the community.
Okay. Now, the last time that I had you in particular in here, we talked in great length about the welding program. Mm-hmm. What are some other programs in addition to that that people can take advantage of at DMAC?
Sure. Well, classes just started this Monday. Those classes are primarily targeting high school students. As I mentioned last time, the high schools in the area all have DMAC classes within their buildings. But at our building, we have courses that are more targeting towards the careers. So, for example, we have criminal justice. If a student wanted to explore that possibility as a high school student, not have to pay any money, they could take that. We have CNA courses. We have auto courses, teacher academy. We have quite a few courses that are focused on careers. And in addition, we have courses that are your academic courses. So we have composition, psychology, sociology, biology, courses that would transfer over to a four-year institution or two-year institution, depending on what the student's doing. So those started Monday, again, at the local high schools, within their buildings, and in our buildings as well.
Okay. Now you mentioned that the new semester has just started. How's enrollment look for this current semester?
I haven't looked at the numbers a whole lot, but they don't fluctuate a whole lot between the fall and the spring. It's typically the same students unless somebody graduated early. So I don't predict it's going to be a huge difference.
All right. Now, another thing to discuss here with you is a training that you're going to be offering there. You're calling it Microsoft Boot Camp. What can you tell me about this?
Right. So one of the areas that we're really trying to help out with is with a local industry and businesses to provide more skills for the employees. Last time we mentioned welding. This February, we're starting a Microsoft training, and it's primarily targeting people that work at local businesses. So local businesses can contact us and enroll their employees. We still have seats. It's Excel and Microsoft Word, intermediate and basic for both of those. Or individuals, say you want some basic skills in one of those areas, individuals can also sign up. Right now we have about 5 businesses that are sending employees.
I assume this is something that the businesses will pay for, or is it on the employees themselves?
The businesses are paying for it. Right now, it's $150. Depending on enrollment, it might go up or down a little bit, but that's kind of the ballpark that we're looking at.
All right. Well, Eddie Diaz with DMAC and Perry, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I just look forward to seeing people on Friday and keep an eye out for future developments. We have a lot of cool things coming up.
All right. Now we will bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and talk some more chamber-centric topics. First of all, we've talked about it before. There was a ton of ribbon cuttings in 2018, and we're already getting started with a couple more in 2019.
That's right. So we had 16 last year, more than one per month averaged out. And so we're starting off strong again this month. So here in January, we have 2, one on Friday the 25th at Swan Antiques, which is a new antique shop on 2nd Street. And then another one on Thursday the 31st, less than a week later, at Ben's Five and Dime to celebrate the new owner. So just the variety that we have with the ribbon cuttings, whether it's a completely new business, a new ownership or expansion, or they're new chamber members, that's what we see with our ribbon cuttings. And we, you know, count them all the same when we say we had 16 last year, but we're really celebrating the growth in Perry with those.
For sure. Now, just a couple days after that second ribbon cutting, is hard to believe it's going to be Burr. So what can you tell me about the latest with that?
It is right around the corner, that is for sure. We closed out the end of 2018 with the last chance for the early bird deadline, $25. So anything from then on out is now $30 up until the week before, $35, and then the day of will be $40 for registration. And we're really seeing a very good response for that. As of today, we only had a couple more pins available for the first 300 registrants. So that changes, you know, on an hourly basis. So we'll see how that goes. But it's really exciting to have so many people signed up so soon. Normally, I'm told it's really based on the weather and, you know, really weather dependent, and people are waiting to the last minute. So it's been really positive to have, you know, 300 people more than a month in advance sign up and say, we're coming to this weather regardless, you know, and going to have fun with it. So we're really excited to kick off the year with that fundraiser and see how that will continue to grow and be fun for the community, but really give a chance for people to come in and visit as well.
All right. Now, we've discussed in the past about some added activities with Burr this year. What are some things that people can look forward to?
Yeah, so in addition to the actual ride and the breakfast that's before that at the same location, the hotel, we are including some entertainment with that. It's been tried a couple years ago, but we're trying it again. So we're looking at Friday evening entertainment to kind of be more community-centric, to get people out and about and really supporting the chamber and getting excited about just all that we have to offer. And then the next day will be entertainment to help draw people back to Perry after the ride. So if you don't offer anything, it's hard to expect them to come back. So we're going to try this out again this year. So we have a great partner with the hotel as our host and our, you know, co-sponsor for these entertainment pieces. And so hopefully we get a good turnout for that.
All right. One last thing that I wanted to talk about today is briefly discuss the membership drive and where that's currently at for the chamber right now.
Right. So we're 1 week in terms of the new year. So that means membership renewals and then really getting out and talking to folks that were interested in membership last year, but just weren't quite ready and wanted to wait for the new year. So with that, we have a new membership structure, as we kind of talked about. We've got the basic level for members, but then an add-on chamber champion levels that include some sponsorships. Still going to be able to do individual sponsorships as folks are used to in the past. But for some of those that kind of want to do one check at the beginning of the year or really kind of be able to budget out, they can see their investment up front instead of kind of waiting for us to get out and always be asking for money. So a new structure, really good to get some positive feedback from that already and have our board members engaged in one-on-one conversations with our members to really introduce that and get people excited about the new year.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that covers it for now. We'll see folks at the Chamber Coffee and a chance to see what else is new in the community.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and Eddie as well. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Eddie Diaz and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.